Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, now for months, we've been teaching on the Spirit-led life. And I began a week or so ago talking to you about keys to sensitivity. We're talking now about things that you can do, practical things that you can do that will increase your awareness of the Holy Spirit's leading, that will make you more aware and sensitive to His leadings. The first one we talked about was yieldedness. Yieldedness. Even last week we talked about in the so-called Christmas story, the account of how the Spirit of God led Zacharias and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph, and how they didn't just hear it, they responded. Yeah. They yielded. They followed Him. And that is such a big key to being led of the Spirit. The more you follow Him, the more sensitive you become. The more you ignore Him, the duller you become. Amen. One of the worst things you could do to your sensitivity is to disobey. It dulled you, hardened you. Let's go on to another thing this morning. This is something that will help you in being led by the Spirit of God. Number one was yieldedness. Number two is openness. O-P-E-N. Openness. Now, it works with yieldedness, but it's a little different too. Everybody say openness.
Openness.
If you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, you must be open. Open to His leadings. Open to Him talking to you in any area of your life. You can't be closed. Your mindset, your heart set has a whole lot to do with this. There's many times the Lord has not been able to talk to folks simply because they're not even open to Him talking to them in that area or about that thing. I mean, it's true with us with each other. How many have noticed in your life there were times that you would like to talk to somebody about something, but they're not open to it? They don't want to hear it. They want to talk about it. Well, can you talk to them about it if they don't want to hear it? If they're not open to it, can you make progress in that thing? Well, no, you can't. Nor can the Lord talk to us or to others about a thing if we're not open to it. And in fact, it's His mercy sometimes not to tell us too much about a thing because He knows we wouldn't hear it and then we'd be responsible for it. Did you hear me? And so He bears long with us and is patient with us and gives us time to get our heart right and willing to hear it. If you're not open to it, then you're not going to be led in that area. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel account of John. Gospel account of John. And the 7th chapter. John 7. Everybody say open.
Open.
Must be open, you see. John 7. And verse 17. John 7:17. Anybody believe in God with me this morning?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. He said, Jesus is speaking in John 7:17. He says, if any man will do His will, he shall what?
Know
of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Listen to the principle here. If any man will do His will, he will know whether this thing is of God or whether it's just of man. Isn't that what we're talking about? Knowing whether something is God or not.
Amen.
Knowing the leading of the Lord or just the reasoning and thinking of men. Listen to other translations of this. The NAS says, if anyone is willing to do His will, he will know. Another one says, if any of you really determines to do God's will. then you will certainly know. Did you hear that phrase? If you're willing to do it, then you're going to find out something. Then you're going to know. I'll never forget some years ago, the Lord had dealt with me about traveling some more. This was, this must have been 15, 18 years ago at least. I was busy, I mean every day, from early to late in the ministry, I was busy. But every once in a while I'd get to praying or get to waiting on the Lord, and this thing would come up in me about going out and ministering more. And every time it'd come up, I'd think, no. I mean, what would I want to do that for? I'm busy. I mean, sometimes at the place where I was at, I was speaking 10, 15, 20 times a week. Well, that's a lot. By the time the weekend rolls around, you'd just soon sit in a chair, not go hang an airplane, and go somewhere else and sleep in a hotel room, and travel and get back just in time to start your week over again. So I wasn't much open to that. And there was another area of my life, financially, that I wasn't doing too hot in. And I'm praying and asking the Lord about it. I said, Lord, you know, man, I don't mean I prayed once. I prayed over a period of months about this thing. Lord, you know, show me what to do. Talk to me about this. Couldn't get it. Couldn't get straight. And I remember one day distinctly, we were in our house, our little house, and nobody was there but me in the living room, and I'm sitting in a chair. And it came up in my heart again about this going and traveling more. And, a trick that people use on themselves is this, we don't know what that is. We don't know, you know, something come up and you go, what is that? You know, and if you don't want to hear it, you don't want to be open to it, the devil will be right there. To come sit on your shoulder and go, we don't know what that is. You'll go, yeah, I don't know what that is. What is that? Where'd that come? I don't know what that is. Well, the problem is, if you say that's not God, then the next time the Holy Spirit deals with you, this is the same Spirit you said wasn't God a few days ago. Yeah. Who is He now? You confuse your own spirit. Dull yourself. If you want to be sensitive to His direction, you must also be receptive to His correction. If you refuse the correction, you've just dulled yourself to the direction. So I'm sitting there in a chair. And it came up again. And in previous times I had said, what is that? What is that? I wasn't too open to that. But I sat there and I got quiet for a few minutes and I thought, Lord, that's You. That's You. You want me to go out more? I'll go out more. Strengthen me, help me. If You want me to go, we'll go. You'll help me. And I mean, I don't mean to hurt a voice, but just as clear in my heart, the Lord said, good. Now let me talk to you about this other thing. The money stuff. I'd been seeking Him about for months. I didn't realize they were connected. But my unwillingness and my not being open to this one area was blocking off some direction in another area. The least bit of unwillingness will hinder you from hearing from God. Big time. Everybody say, be open.
Be open.
Must be open. He said, if you will to do His will, then you'll know. How many want to know?
Yeah.
Then you got to be willing.
Yeah.
You got to be open. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, you don't have to turn there. But in 1 Thessalonians 5, well, go ahead and turn there. You guys love Scripture. You're ready to go. Turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 19. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. What does it say? Don't do what? Quench not the Spirit. The Living says, do not smother the Holy Spirit. That word quench literally means to extinguish or to smother or to stifle. Now, when something comes up and you're not open to it and you're not responding properly, what would you be doing? You'd be suppressing it. You'd be stifling it. You don't want to hear it. You don't look at that. Stifling it. Quenching. Quenching the Spirit. This is why many Christians are not sensitive to the leadings of the Lord, because they have quenched in times past His dealings. They weren't open to it. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to deal with it. And that makes you dull. Now, here's one of the biggest problems. If all you are aware of is what you want, you're not going to be aware of what He wants for you. If all you're focused on is what I want to do, what I want to accomplish, what I want to achieve, then you're going to be oblivious to His plan for your life, His leadings, and His direction. We must pray and have the heart of the Master in the garden. Remember what He said? Lord, if You are willing, let this cup pass from me. Did He want to go a different way? Yes, He did. What did He come back to? Nevertheless, not my will, but what? Your will be done. He said in the book of the Psalms, it's written of me, I delight to do Thy will, O God. Jesus said, I do always those things that please Him. Jesus was and is the ultimate Father pleaser. Jesus never got up in the morning and said, what do I want to do today? Never did. He always sought to please the Father. And He knew what many have yet to discover, that the secret to your fulfillment is in pleasing Him. If you seek your own life, what'll happen? You'll lose it. But if you lay down your life for Him, what'll happen? You'll find it. The very thing that people try to make themselves happy, try to do their own thing, and the harder you push for it, the more unhappy you will be. The more you think about yourself and the more self-centered you become, the more disappointed, the more unfulfilled and dissatisfied you will be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, Openness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1228. That's R-1228. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.